Corso Montevecchio 37. This is where it all began. On August 30, 1949, a car stopped in front of the military court of Turin. Two soldiers and a young man in handcuffs got out of the car. The young man smiled and entered the small crowded room. Holding a Bible, he sat down and began to read. Silence. In the previous months, the name of Pietro Pinna had become famous, in spite of the fact that he was not the first Italian objector. But very few people knew the meaning of the expression conscientious objection. A shirt circular sent to the most famous peacemakers in Italy, to some foreigner associations, to the deputy Umberto Calosso, and to a few newspapers, was all there was. But soon the expression conscientious objection became better known by the general public, as Capitini himself remembered later on. The trial resembled a tragedy by Sophocles, with Pinna in the role of Antigone. Various witnesses debated the difference between the duty of defense in case of aggression and the fact that war is inherently violent. Deputy Umberto Calosso pointed out that recent history showed that to win a war, a nation had to recognize conscientious objection. Capitini instead focused on the moral principle of objection as an expression of freedom of conscience. While the public prosecutor claimed that conscientious objection was more dangerous than the atomic bomb, defense lawyers Bruno Segre and Agostino Buda tried to explain that it couldn't be labeled a crime. Last but not least, Pietro Pinna took the floor. Silence. Even if you sentence me, I will always object to military service. I do not want to defy the law, but to amend it. He wanted to replace military service with demining operations. In the end, he was given a 10-month suspended prison sentence for reiterated disobedience. After that, the young man was called up again for military service in Avellino. His second objection, his second sentence. Released under the Holy Year amnesty, he was finally given an exception on the grounds that he suffered from a heart defect. Not true. Pietro Pinna's case was eagerly followed by the public, and the military authorities wanted to play it down.